Funding for this program was provided by the Annenberg CPB Project.
Additional funding is provided by the Stratford Foundation, the Arthur Vining Davis Foundations, Geraldine R. Dodge Foundation, George I. Alden Trust, and Alfred E. Chase Charity Foundation. This program is a story to help you learn English. It is a course with video episodes and books. Each video episode has three parts. Watch the program. Read your book. Discuss the program and connect with English.
We have to talk.
Uh-huh.
I have some good news.
Oh?
This music school accepted me, and they're offering financial aid and a partial scholarship. They want me to be a student there.
When did you get this letter?
This morning.
This college is in San Francisco.
Yeah, I know.
My God, that's the other side of the earth.
Come on, Dad. It's only 6 hours by plane.
It's too far away. We'll never see you. Why don't you go to school around here?
All the music schools in Boston turned me down.
What about a nice community college? A good teacher's college?
I want to study music. This is the only music school that accepted me.
What about Kevin? What about us?
Kevin's almost 18. He can take care of himself. And with a little help from him, you'll be fine, too. This is my big chance.
So what do you want from me?
Nothing. Just your approval.
You want my approval? No way.
What?
N-O, no way.
That's it? End of conversation?
What do you want me to say? That I'm thrilled? I gave you my opinion, but you don't care.
But, Dad, this is something I really want to do.
There's a lot I want to do, too. But you don't always get what you want in this world.
But I'm not going forever. I'll call. I'll visit.
Visit? Who's going to pay for that?
I will.
And where are you going to live out there, Rebecca? Do you know how expensive it is to live on your own?
Yes, I do. I have a place to stay.
I don't understand.
Rent-free.
Where?
At Nancy Shaw's.
That woman. Where's my cane?
I know you don't like Nancy, but she is my godmother.
Does your brother know about this?
Not yet.
I'm going to bed.
That school in San Francisco accepted you?
Yeah. Gave me financial aid, too.
So what are you going to do?
Dad really wants me to stay. But I'm going.
When do you have to leave?
In a few weeks. Kev. The truth. Is it all right with you if I go?
Go for it.
Thanks. You're a pal.
Don't worry about Dad. He'll get used to it.
You think so?
I'm sure of it. Besides, then I can have your room.
My room?
You little, my room? I don't not even know you're here. You want my room?
It's 10 o'clock. Come on. It's break time. You want to get a soda?
Nope.
I need a cigarette.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Sandy, when are you going to quit smoking?
Tomorrow.
So what'd they say? I haven't told Matt yet. Kevin thinks it's great. My dad is definitely not happy.
He's mad, huh?
Well, today's the day. It's time to let the boss know I'm leaving.
You're gonna quit? Just like that?
Well, I have to give a 2-week notice, right? Then I'm out of here. Oh, I can't believe it. Well, it's true. Hey, I need some new clothes. You wanna go shopping after work?
Okay.
For. Got plenty of jeans and casual stuff for class. What I really need is something dressy for California. I've got zilch.
How about this?
It's too formal. This is pretty. What's the price tag? $200 and it's on sale.
Who can afford this stuff?
This is 30% off. Only $60.
I like it. Do they have your size?
Size 6. I'm gonna try it on.
Listen, I have to tell you a big secret. My mom doesn't even know.
What?
I'm moving in with Jack.
You're what? The two of you are always fighting.
Well, things change.
Yeah, but people don't.
Look, I'm going to do it, period. I know you don't think it's a good idea, so let's just change the subject.
Sandy, I just want you to be happy, that's all. This thing with you and Jack is...
I think I can make it work. It looks great.
I don't know. Maybe it's...
It's perfect. When do you have to leave?
In a few weeks.
Do you have your plane ticket?
No, of course not.
You better hurry up. It's cheaper if you buy your ticket a few weeks in advance.
I'm not flying. I'm driving to San Francisco.
Drive?
Mm-hmm.
All by yourself? Are you crazy?
No, practical. I'll need a car in San Francisco, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, I want to see the Southwest. So why not buy a car here and drive it out there?
You are nuts. So what kind of car are you going to get?
The best car I can get for $1,500.
No, I don't like that.
Look at this.
Hey, this one's nice.
Oh.
Hello. Can I help you folks?
We're just looking, thanks.
Are you looking for anything special?
She's looking for a car to drive across country.
Gotcha. So you want something you can count on?
Yeah.
I have something for you right over here. It's in A1 condition, new tires, excellent engine. It's a Florida car.
Oh, no, that's much too expensive.
Well, for you, I can come down a little in the price. How much do you want to spend?
$1,500 max.
$1,500 max. I don't think so. I haven't really got anything for you, but I've got a friend who sells cars about 4 blocks.
I need something to eat. Do you want anything?
No, thanks.
Hi.
Hi.
Kevin and I went looking at used cars for my trip. They're all so expensive.
Uh-huh.
This is silly. Would you please talk to me?
Okay.
Everyone has to leave home sometime. Dad, I'm leaving pretty soon.
I know.
I don't want to leave with you angry at me.
I'm not angry.
Try to be happy for me.
I just don't see why you have to go so far away.
Dad, it's something I really want to do.
I know. But I don't have to like it, do I?
Now, let's review and discuss the story.
Rebecca's quitting her job because she decided to go to school of music.
Well, today's the day. It's time to let the boss know I'm leaving. You're gonna quit? Just like that?
It may be a bad time from the economical standpoint. It's a steady job. But again, what about her dreams?
I think Rebecca is very brave. I think
right.
She should go.
Sandy tells Rebecca that she's going to move in with Jack.
I'm moving in with Jack.
You're what?
Is it okay? Is it a good thing for them to move together?
Well, moving together gives you a chance to know about each other.
But
so
it's only a chance.
True.
I don't agree and live together. I think you have to marry before.
Hi, Miss Casey. I'm sorry I'm late for my lesson.
Hi, Melissa. How are you doing?
Fine.
Good. Listen, before we begin, I have to tell you something.
What?
I'm going back to school.
You are? Why?
To study music.
But you're the best music teacher, and you know lots of music.
Thanks. But I want to be better. But I'm sad because the school is far away, and I won't be...
Where is it?
San Francisco.
Where's that?
We're here, and San Francisco's all the way over here in California.
I won't be able to see you?
Yes, I'm leaving. But, let's see, we have one more lesson. I'll try to find you a good teacher, okay?
Okay.
What do you want to play first?
Can we play the blues?
Sure. You know traveling blues, right?
Yeah.
Let's play that.
Okay.
A major.
Frank, am I nuts?
Oh, you're not crazy. Rebecca's 28. I mean, it's about time she got a car. Hey, what do you think of this one here?
No way. Look at the price.
She needs a small car. Something she can drive around Boston.
Frank, she's driving all the way to San Francisco.
San Francisco?
Yeah, alone.
She's going to drive 3,000 miles by herself?
Yeah.
Is that safe?
I think she should fly if she insists on going, but she said she'd rather put the money in a car that she can use when she's out there.
I'd never drive that far by myself. You know, that daughter of yours is pretty independent. Hey, now here's a car to drive across country in.
She got into a good school, Frank. The San Francisco College of Music.
A music school? Well, that'll never pay off. You can't make any money in music.
You're telling me. I thought she should go to a local college.
Well, that makes more sense to me. Yeah. So why does she have to go all the way to San Francisco?
Well, the school out there accepted her. And they offered her financial help.
Well, that's good, right?
I guess so.
Hey, if you're so worried about this, why don't you talk her out of it?
I can't change her mind. She's all fired up about the idea. Says it's her dream.
Yeah, but dreams don't pay bills.
Yeah, well, there's nothing I could do. If this is what she wants, maybe I can help her with a car.
Well, if she's going to be driving, you know, all the way across country, she's going to have a decent car. Hey, Hey, here's one of those, what do you call it?
Oldsmobile Deltas?
Yeah, Oldsmobile Delta.
Hey, looks in tip-top shape. Look.
You don't know about used cars, Frank.
Yeah.
Phew. 80,000 miles.
Oh, that's a lot of miles.
Yeah.
You know, we have to take a close look at the engine, the tires, the doors, everything.
That's a lot of money, Frank. I don't want to get ripped off.
We have to watch these used car salesmen.
I don't know. Do I want to do this?
She'll love you for it.
You think so?
Yeah. Come on, let's take a look. She'll be here. Whoa, watch that one.
Hey, looks clean. Yeah, no oil leaks.
That's a lot of mileage, Frank. Hey, let's have that mechanic of yours. What's his name?
Sammy.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll tell the salesman we want our mechanic to take a look at it before we pay anything.
And we take it for a test drive, too.
You got it?
Yeah. Okay, let's make a deal.
Up behind my house, there's a field. That field is mine. Come on, come on, come on,
come on.
So how do you feel about Rebecca leaving home?
I don't know. I'm okay, I guess.
You're going to miss her, aren't you?
Yeah, but at least I get to move into her room. Hey, don't take all my potato chips.
Don't be so stingy.
Come on, girl! Put it in there! One more out! Let's go, Mary!
It's two.
It's not.
Safe. End of discussion.
Oh, this is ridiculous. She was out. There was no.
22-2. What happened to you?
Hey, how about a little sympathy? I lost my last softball game.
Who are you? You can't do it all by yourself. If it wasn't for that umpire.
Yeah, I think he was working for the other team.
Mm-hmm. What the heck? It's only a game, right?
I think I'm heading home. I'll see you later.
All right, thanks for coming.
Oh, it was fun. Seeing you get beat.
It's supposed to be cheering me on.
Tomorrow night we go car hunting again?
Absolutely. Bye.
Bye, Sandy.
Bye. Thanks for the potato chips.
Hey, the team's going to the sports bar. Do you want to come?
I can't. Jack and I are going to the movies.
Still don't know what you see in that guy.
You're not me, okay? Now, when are you leaving for San Francisco?
A week from Saturday. I drive out real early.
Let's hope you have a car by then.
I will.
Make room. Move that club. Oh my gosh. You guys, you didn't have to do this. This is too much. No, open the car first.
Okay.
Hello.
You're in our hearts. As you well know, we'll think of you wherever you go. You'll be a hit in San Francisco.
Okay, hurry up. Hurry up.
Get me.
Oh, my God.
Oh, cool. A Red Sox jacket. This is great.
Hey.
What a great present.
Hey. Thank you, guys.
God, what to say? Well, we didn't win many games. But we did have more fun than any other team in the league.
That's all that matters.
And I'm never going to forget the Silver Stars. I'm going to miss you guys.
Thank you. Aw.
Replace me too soon.
Okay. Yeah, exactly what you said. From the beginning and the get-go, that's what it's been.
Hey,
good to meet you. Okay.
Bye. Hey, Matt. What are you doing here?
I got out of work late. I called your house and Kevin told me you'd be here.
Nice jacket.
Thanks. It's a present from the team.
They're going to miss you. You're their star player.
I wasn't today. We lost 22-2.
Ouch. I think we need to have a talk.
Look, if it's about my decision to go to San Francisco, I'm not going to change my mind.
I realize that.
But I'll be back to visit. And you can come and see me.
No, let's not kid ourselves. 4 years of college in California will pretty much end our relationship.
Lots of people have long-distance relationships.
Not me. I'm not a long-distance kind of guy. All our friends are getting married. They're having kids. I thought we were next. See, Becky, you and I, we have different dreams. I think it's better to call it quits.
Is it?
I think so.
Look, I'm sorry you feel this way, but I'm never going to be happy if I don't try this. I'm sorry.
Rebecca's boyfriend, Matt, reflects on the story.
You know, I really love Boston. It's a beautiful city. It's really beautiful at night. Rebecca's a terrific singer. Her music is her passion, and I respect that. I really do.
I've got my suitcase and I've got my coat. I've got my reason to ride. I've got some dreams I'm gonna hold on tight. I'm traveling light.
But that doesn't mean she has to make a career out of it. I mean, other things are important too. Maybe more important. So about our date on Thursday? I'll pick you up at 7, okay?
Sounds good.
This is really crazy, Rebecca Casey. It really makes me mad sometimes, you know? I mean, I don't get it. Why isn't she satisfied with her life? She has great friends, a good job.
Oh, Rebecca, I'm so happy for you!
Besides, Rebecca's got responsibilities to her dad and Kevin.
What about Kevin? What about us?
Kevin's almost 18. He can take care of himself. And with a little help from him, he'll be fine too. This is my big chance.
You know, we can't always reach for the stars. Sometimes it's better to just keep your feet on the ground. Dreams are fine, but they're not real life. I just hope Rebecca realizes this soon.
Kodály után 100 évvel. Népzenei koncertek hetente a 21. Kecskeméti Népzenei Találkozó műsoraiból. A Méta Együttes műsora.
Magyar Posta éppen azon munkálkodik, hogy egy magyar hagyományt megszüntessen. Erről is lesz szó a Városvédő műsorban, meg régi közlekedési eszközökről, és mert itt van március 15-e mindjárt, természetesen kalandozunk 48-49 hőseinek nyomában, az emlékhelyeket keresve. Tartsanak velem!
Monumentális csodák. Az építészet remek művei. Nap mint nap elsétálunk mellettük. Időzzünk el együtt egy-egy kiemelkedő alkotásnál, nézzünk be a falak mögé, és azokon túlra. Új sorozatunkban megismerhetik a világ épületeinek gyöngyszemeit.
A következő részben a Martiniki Oktatásügyi Hivatalba teszünk látogatást. Etűdök építészetre. Vasárnap 15:40 az M2-n.